who's had to wait a year to try and get back to the heights where their season was abruptly ended last year is Nicola Stevens, Carlton AFLW player, and she joins us on the line on this Wednesday morning. Nicola, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for jumping on. Now, we'll get to Harf in just a second, who normally sits in this very chair. But I did want to ask you about the year itself. Obviously, the Blues were flying this time last year or a little bit later towards the finals. But having that taken away from you, how much has it burnt in you since March last year to get back on the park and hopefully for Carlton supporters prove what you were wanting to in the final series last year?
Yeah, you're right. It was an absolutely disheartening experience for us to have our season ended so suddenly. But I think we hit our form at the right time. And, yeah, while it was a much bigger issue than just what it was in football, but I think we've been left with this little fire in our bellies to continue into season 2021. And we're just so excited that the time has finally come and we're able to play round one next week.
Nicola, what's been the impact to your pre-season and how have you gone through from the very start of it? Because we're hearing of, obviously, teams in Sydney getting relocated and it sounds a bit of a challenge. How's it impacted Carlton?
Yeah, I think GWS have been really lucky to be able to come together and still train mostly as a group. But for us, we sort of came back together, by ourselves to begin with. From September, we're all running around with GPSs. Back then, so we had to put in the hard yards quite early by ourselves, and that put us in a really good position when we came back together as a group in November. So we've been pretty lucky. We've had to navigate a few different policies and procedures and training in small groups, but all in all, I think it was really good that we were able to, you know, get to know our teammates a little bit better, the new girls, and work with your little line group and forward, mids and back. So it actually wasn't too bad, and we were just really good to be back to footy and back to doing what we love.
Nicola, what's been the biggest change in an AFLW pre-season from the first year in 2017 to now 2021?
I think across now we're going into season five. Like every single year, like girls are just looking to get better and better. And while we're still part-time athletes, that, you know, you wouldn't even know it. Like the girls put in so much time and effort into getting better. And each year we're fitter. And, you know, our GPS numbers show us that and our high-performance staff show us that. And it's really exciting to see. We've got new young talent coming in that's just phenomenal. Like the young girls that have just come in to our side have just fit in so seamlessly and they've got such elite skills and such a good fitness base already, and it's just so exciting for the next few years. Like it's going to be really, really cool to watch.
Nicola, are you noticing that? You mentioned the young girls there that I guess the established skills, because they're playing in tournaments competitions all the way through now from when they begin playing football. You're seeing that skill level be maybe higher than the generation previous?
Yeah, certainly. I think that's a huge standout. Like these young kids are, you know, 18 years old, just finishing year 12. And if you look back from to when they were young kids, you know, they played footy for most of their life growing up and it wasn't too different for them. And they've had a similar access to what the boys and men have had growing up from such a young age. So it's certainly starting to show now as these young kids come through, and I think it'll become even more apparent over the next sort of 5 to 7 years.
In terms of, I saw a video last night posted on the Carlton AFLW page with our very own Harf doing his best work with a lot of the newbies. Now, tell us about a few of the introductions that you've had to some of the new girls, the new recruits, and also what roles we can expect them to play in this season.
Yeah, Mimi Hill's one of the young kids that has just come through. She's fit in so well so far, jumped straight into the midfield, gets heaps of the footy. She'll be an awesome one to watch. Charlotte Hammonds is another one that's jumped on board, a little bit older, not an 18-year-old kid, but she's come down from Queensland. She'll be playing in the forwards with us, and she's got elite skills and just really good composure, so she's another one to watch. And then there's a couple of others that we'll probably get a game maybe a little bit later in the season, but really looking forward to seeing their development and watching them over the next few years into the Carlton future.
We always like to get some goss on Harf. Has he changed anything this pre-season?
He's pulled out some new flashy boots.
Oh, no.
But other than that, you might have to wait and see what's coming.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm looking forward to this. He returns in a couple of weeks here, so we'll try and get some inside word next week. Just one last one, playing Collingwood next week, first game. How hard is it preparing for a lot of these teams have gone through a fair bit of change, and then obviously expansion coming in over the next few years means more and more teams perhaps. There's going to be more and more change. How hard is it to prepare for opposition in round one when we haven't seen a hell of a lot of them since March last year?
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been 10 months since we've seen anyone play. So, and teams change every year. And I think, like, we had a round of practice matches on the weekend. And from all I've heard is that Collingwood played a really good game against North Melbourne. And I think we can expect things to be a little bit different for them this season. And it'll be a really competitive game. And, like, we're ready to take the challenge and really excited to be playing against them. But we'll look to prepare for them early next week and across the weekend this weekend. And, see what they can do and see what we can do. But, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Nicola, all the best next week. Looking forward to the return of the AFLW comp. All the best in Navy Blue in 2021.
Thank you very much. See you later.
Nicola Stevens there, Carlton AFLW player, joining us. Become a game changer in 2021. Carlton AFLW membership packages start at $50 for adults and $30 for juniors. 1-300-227-586 or head to carltonfc.com.au today. I'm sure that won't be the first time we've hearing that membership line plugged by our very, very own Daniel Harford, who we'll see return to action in the coach's box next week. A bit of AFLW news last night, which is quite big. It doesn't sound big on paper, but Ebony Marinoff, who's one of the gun midfielders at Adelaide, there was that sickening collision on the weekend. Now, she was actually sent straight to the tribunal last night. She pleaded not guilty, but the tribunal upheld the charge of engaging in forceful front-on contact. This is the one where Brid Stack, the Irish recruit for GWS, was stretched off and spent a night or two in hospital. She's been found guilty and suspended for 3 games, which is over a third of the season.
Mm.
That's a big whack. That's the equivalent of, you know, 7 or 8 games in the AFL world.
It is. So to describe it, for those that haven't seen it, it was a contested ball and front on with her arms flayed out, just looking to corral.
Yep.
And you mentioned the player with her head over the
Brit
ball.
Stack.
Yeah,
yep.
Brit Stack just bumped her head into, I guess it was the stomach area or thereabouts. So it wasn't necessarily a mean bump with intent and things like that. So there probably are grounds to challenge it. What do you think, Maisie?
Yeah, I think,
given the severity of it, it's a third of the season, so you've got to balance that up. That's like getting 7 games.
Yeah, I think they will challenge
in an AFL.
She's a Jet too. She's one of the best players. So I'll be interested to see what comes from the Crows today in terms of their challenge. Let's take a quick break. On the other side of this, we're going to chat to Bharat Sundaresan and just get a sense of how significant this win is. And for India, and from an Indian point of view, the context of the win in their cricket.